Good morning, everyone. She made it in. I don't know where the heck she parked. I don't know how she got in the door because we only have like, what, about 3 inches of space cleared that you have to tiptoe. If you get that space, if you can get through that 3-inch hole, then the rest of the sidewalk's clear.
Where there's a will, there's a way, Mary.
I saw the maintenance man this morning. I said, I felt so sorry for you yesterday. He kept going back and forth, snow blowing. And the minute he'd get it all cleared off, plow truck would come through and, you know, he had to keep going down and making a cut to get out to the street.
Yes, so, we are grateful for all those who are helping keep our city moving.
I tell you what, between the government workers and then the private people, like here at our apartment building here, this is for elderly people and seniors and people who are disabled. I mean, probably a lot of them weren't going to venture out yesterday anyway, but if you had to get somewhere, you had to have a clear access to the bus. And of course, I didn't have that yesterday. Nobody snowplowed for me, but I finally got smart, Catherine.
How did you do it?
I said, all these years, you've always taken an extra pair of shoes, an extra pair of socks to work, and sometimes extra pants because you're always soaking wet by the time you make it to the front door. Why don't you get a giant garbage bag and stand in it and walk in the garbage bag? And I did. I walked my way right up here. I was absolutely dry. I'm like, why did it take me all these years
to
figure
out? Well,
we'll
get you some hip waders for your birthday.
That's what we need. I tell you, that's what I need. Catherine Mekas is here. If you don't know who I'm talking to, I tend sometimes to start the Mary Griffith Show and just assume that you can see what I see and that you know what the topic is. But Catherine Mekas is here from the Community Foundation serving West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri. Today, not that we don't love our Northeast Missouri people. We love them.
We do.
But today we're going to start our focus just in Illinois because through no fault of her own, Missouri cannot participate in the program she is going to be talking about. But if you live in Illinois and if you've always thought, I'd really like to make a lasting gift to an organization, and you want to save on your taxes because none of us want to pay any more than we legally have to. We want to pay what we legally have to, but we don't want to pay more. Catherine Mekas from the Community Foundation of Western Illinois and Northeast Missouri, but it's only for Western Illinois today, has got a deal for you. Tell us all about it, the Bass-O-Matic.
This is something that the Community Foundation field in Illinois and hopefully our entire nonprofit field is really excited about. And that is a brand new tax credit called Illinois Gives. And Illinois Gives is going to, starting January 1st, so now, provide a 25% State of Illinois income tax credit for donors who contribute to permanently endowed funds at qualified community foundations like the Community Foundation serving West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri. Now, the gift has to go to a permanently endowed fund that specifically benefits Illinois, which we have many of.
Yeah, there's not a shortage of places that you can give your money. It's just unfortunate Missouri doesn't have this program.
Not yet. We'll work on it.
But, you know, again, often what happens is one or two states lead the way, and then neighboring states, especially so close right here, and one community foundation serving both sides of the river, they clearly see how this is beneficial, and then they lobby their own state representatives and their own state senators to perhaps expand this into Missouri. Now, when you hear 25% tax credit, let's explain what that means. You know, every year I have to pay my taxes. Some year I get a tax refund, but that doesn't mean they're just giving me back money I've already paid. You know, maybe I a little overpaid, so they give me back a little. Every year, most people will owe taxes. So let's say, we're just going to have to use strange numbers. I mean, let's say you owe $10,000 in taxes and you give through this fund, you can actually have 25% of that reduced so that this year you'd only pay $7,500
right,
in taxes.
Right. And so donors can, an individual donor can receive up to a $100,000 tax credit. Now it's 25%, so you'd have to give $400,000 to get the $100,000. But at the maximum amount, that's what you can do. And if someone is really thinking about making an incredibly impactful gift, now is the time to do it. And couples can actually, if you're filing jointly, can do up to $200,000. So it would be a pretty significant gift, but the benefit being, first and foremost, the benefit for the community, that you're helping to improve the community, not just today, but for tomorrow, But, you know, you get a little tax credit for yourself, too. So it's really a win-win situation all around.
So obviously, very high donors or people who are thinking of making a huge gift are the most successful and impactful with this. But lower gifts, of course, will be used. However, there's a limit. So they're going to try to get as many big gifts as possible. Now, people are thinking, well, golly gee, that doesn't affect me. And you're right. Doesn't affect Mary Griffith. I wasn't planning on giving $400,000 this year to charity. But here's the gig. Some people have probably been saying, well, I really want to give money to charity, but I don't get much for that. If you have a $100,000 tax bill, which I'll never have because I've never even made $100,000, but you know what I'm saying. If you are so fortunate in life that your tax bill exceeds $100,000, wouldn't you love to have 25% off? It's like a coupon you get.
Sure. You know? While doing good.
While doing good.
And I want to be clear that this really isn't just for your ultra wealthy donors. When we were working on this tax credit, the Alliance of Illinois Community Foundations with the state, we wanted to make sure this really was equitable and that everyone could take advantage of it. So actually 25% of that total pool of tax credit is reserved for smaller gifts. And the state is defining smaller gifts of less than $25,000. So still, that's still a nice gift, but someone could give $1,000 and get a $250 tax credit. And so again, there is room for everybody to participate and benefit from this tax credit, especially knowing that in the end, the entire state, our communities, our nonprofits, all benefit from it.
And the great thing about this is you don't have to itemize on your taxes. You don't have to do anything like that. See, a lot of people with the standard deduction, you know, they give to their church, they give to the United Way, they give, you know, something to a community foundation fund, they give to some favorite charity of theirs, the Arts Council or whatever. And their standard deduction covers all of that.
Right.
They don't really have to itemize. They feel they're very charitable, and they are very charitable, but it's not like they're giving at a level that's going to trigger itemization, which most people don't want to itemize anyway. But here's a chance where you can make a significant impacting gift, and it might be, you know, just a one-time gift, or it could be recurring because you'll get the tax credit for multiple years.
5 years
of
this.
5 years. So there's really so many different ways to do this. You can offload over 5 years an enormous amount of wealth to a charity and get a great tax credit for it, or you can just make a one-time smaller gift, but nonetheless, if it's from your heart and from, you know, somebody's gift of $400,000 may be the equivalent of me giving, you know, $4,000. I mean, you know, everybody has a level at which they feel that this is a significant gift. And like you said, Catherine Meckes with the Community Foundation, you're not judging people. If people want to give from their heart, there's an opportunity for them to get the benefits. You don't have to be a billionaire to get the benefits.
Oh, absolutely not. No. And I think what I want to be clear is that every gift is meaningful, like you said, and every gift truly is going to be worth more than it was at the time of the gift when you invest it through endowment. So someone can give $25, someone can give $100, and the amount of grants that are going to be generated from that $100 over the years is going to exceed that original gift. So it truly is a gift that keeps giving, and through the Illinois Gives Tax Credit Act, the whole goal here is to incentivize giving at all levels so that ultimately we're just building up the sustainability of our nonprofits, building the sustainability of our communities, and the entire state is going to benefit from this, and we're just so excited for it.
Yeah, everybody in Illinois has a chance to do this, and you can do it through your local community foundation. Or you could, I mean, if you wanted to, I mean, if you're from Chicago originally and you want to make a gift through the Chicago Foundation, you can. I mean, we're not here to talk about that today. But it's a community foundations throughout Illinois
that's right.
have these tax credits available to them. And so this really works so beautifully because a lot of times people, I mean, again, I wish I instead of paying my taxes sometimes, although I want streets and I want things, I wish I instead of paying my taxes, I could say, well, here's the money I owe you, State of Illinois. Itemize me a bill, how much goes to my police protection, how much goes to my roads, and then when I get down to the itemized items that I don't think are worth the tinkers, can I give that money to the community foundation instead? Well, in a way, you're doing that.
And
you're paying your bill, but you're getting 25% back, and so your tax load is being lessened by 25%, and who out there if you had a sale, said, attention, everyone, if you'd like to save 25% on your taxes this year, listen up. They'll all be listening.
And, you know, the beauty of endowing funds and giving through the Community Foundation and offering this tax credit through Community Foundations is that truly a donor can work with the Community Foundation to impact anything that matters to them. That could be anything from, you know, pressing community needs like housing or public safety or, you know, parks and recreation, or it could be things like opportunities, the arts, and anything in between. And so whether it's a fund that's already existing that someone wants to contribute to and take advantage of this, or there's some, you know, something that they'd like to have their name on that addresses a really specific cause close to their heart, that's what we're here for. We're here to help create those funds and manage grant programs from them to make sure that that impact is going to continue not just today, but forever, and create that legacy for that donor.
Okay, let's get specific about some of these gifts because, for example, and I've mentioned this before, my brother and I have started the Charlie and Gina Griffith Fund within the Community Foundation. This fund is not eligible for that because my brother and I we just sat down. It was so much fun when he was home. We sat down. We said, okay, this is amazing how that has grown. This is how much money we have to give away today in honor, or this year in honor of Mom and Dad. We sat down and we picked out the charities we're going to help. It's not for people that I can't do it with that fund, right? Because that's donor advised. Mm-hmm. But I could contribute to any other fund that's not donor advised.
That's right.
And there's so many funds that are great that even if, you know, you can contribute to a donor advised fund and get a tax break for the different gift. And so,
that's right.
You know, you don't have to worry. Even if you, like, your primary focus with me is a donor advised fund, but I'm open to other charitable giving. I'm certainly open to saving 25% of my taxes from the state of Illinois. So again, almost anybody. Talk about some of
sure.
the things that we can help.
Sure. So you're exactly right. We have many donors who enjoy a donor advised fund with us, which is fantastic. We love working with them to have that flexibility and helping them be able to personalize their giving each and every year. But let's say a donor gives to the Art Center every year with a donor advised fund, and they want to take advantage of the Illinois Gives Tax Credit Act. Well, they can't do it for their donor advised fund, but we look and we say, hey, you've given to the Art Center every year for the past 10 years. What if you split your gift this year, give part to your donor advised fund and part to the Art Center's endowment at the Community Foundation? And so you're getting that tax credit advantage, and you're still contributing and building the sustainability of a nonprofit that you give to through your donor advised fund. So those designated funds that benefit a specific nonprofit organization in Illinois are a fantastic first place to look. If there is a charity and nonprofit that you support regularly, continue doing that. Continue giving directly to them. But kind of this next step in your giving would be to help endow them and help create sustainability through a gift that is going to continue to grow and continually provide funding to them every year. And we have many nonprofits that we partner with to grow endowments for them.
Most nonprofits have an operating fund for their immediate needs this year. You know, this is the stuff we're doing, and this is the money we need to raise this year just to keep our doors open. Good nonprofits that are capable of seeing that the future needs are out there and they're going to have to be sustainable 25 and 50 years from now also have some kind of endowment fund. And so, again, you don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. You can support your favorite charity with what it's trying to do right now today, and you can also support your favorite charity so that 25 years from now, it will be able to continue to be doing what it's doing right now today.
And that's exactly right. The whole idea with endowment and these funds and the Illinois Gives Tax Credit Act is to create more charitable funds. It's not, like you said, you know, moving money from one pot to the other. It's creating more, and it's just going to continue creating more through endowment over the years, and it's going to be incredible to watch the impact of this as we track the impact of additional gifts into an endowment and ultimately grants out of those endowments.
Catherine, we've got to take a break. I hope you can stay with
sure.
me. But I want you to give people an idea, because some people out there going, oh, I don't understand this. I don't understand how it works. It's too complex for me. It's not. They'll explain it to you. It's really easy. But talk about how much money you were able to give away in 2024, but never touched the principal. In other words, all those years ago when I started the Charlie and Gina Fund, okay, it's still there. Not one penny is gone from that. And that's the same for hundreds of funds that you manage. Not one penny has been spent from that. But how much just on interest were you able to give away last year?
Well, the numbers are still being calculated, and that's a tricky question to answer because we've probably more than $8 million went out last year. However, Mary, that's not all from endowed funds because we also manage non-endowed funds that can spend beyond just the interest. So the jury's out still on the amount of endowed grants that went out, and I'll bring that to you next time.
But
we're still
like
calculating.
It's always about $6 million.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it grows every year,
which is fantastic.
It is exciting to talk about and to think about. Okay, folks, if your mind has glazed over, please, because Catherine invited my husband and I to a wonderful dinner, and it was great. And it was a beautiful speech, and it was a lovely meal, and there were a lot of like-minded, wonderful people there. But after the speech was over, I said, my head hurts. Because it's so much to wrap around, but she sent me home with all kinds of materials to help explain it. It's really not that complicated. You're probably overthinking it. Just look at it this way. I've got to pay X in Illinois income tax this year for my 2024 earnings. I'm going to have to pay that. There's no way around it. Legally, I'm obligated to pay that. If I could get 25% off of that bill in exchange for giving money to a charity, which I love anyway, wouldn't that be a great swap out? Think of it like that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a continuing conversation about how you can save money on your Illinois taxes and help your favorite charity thrive and survive in the future. But first, we're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Rex Battery brings you this report. And thank you very much, Peggy. And we do look forward to that market update coming your way at 10:30 right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today, as it always is, what is this, the first
Tuesday?
Right? The first Tuesday?
Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
The first Tuesday of the month. It's always Catherine Meckes or one of her cohorts. We never know which cohort it might be. But today we're talking about some very important items for, unfortunately, just for Illinois listeners. However, Missourians, if you're listening to this and you think, I'd like that to happen, contact your state representative and your state senator and say, hey, have you heard about the Illinois Gives program? We need to best that and have a Missouri Gives program, too.
Iowa's got one, too. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, Missouri, get on the stick. This is such a game changer because people can get a 25% reduction in the income tax that is owed for the state of Illinois. They are encouraged even more so to give charitably. I think most people want to make a charitable gift, but they want to make sure it goes to a good cause, and they want to make sure the money's used wisely, and they want to make sure if there's going to be any tax credit, I get the full benefit for that. This Illinois Gifts program checks all three of those boxes. How can this be a game changer for the West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri Community Foundation? What kind of anticipation do you have? Because there are limits. It's not like somebody can't give you $1 billion. You know, there are limits to what you can accept. So if you maximize this, what would that mean, Catherine Meckes?
It means more grants every year forever. End of story. This is all about building sustainability for our communities in Illinois. And the more monies we have endowed, the more funds will grow and the bigger those grants are going to be. And as sources of charitable funds sometimes become more and more stretched, it's going to become more and more important to make sure that we have dollars rooted here in Illinois to work for Illinois. And as we experience population loss, especially from our rural communities, it becomes even more important to make sure that those dollars that were built here through our farms, through our small businesses, through the hard work of people that live here, we want to make sure that that money stays working for the community. And more we've got people leaving the community. This is not unique to West Central Illinois or Northeast Missouri, but small rural communities, more and more generations are leaving than they did in generations before. And they're going to take wealth with them. And that's less wealth to support our charities and support the causes here. And so if we can endow some of those funds, even if it's just like we talk about the 5%, it doesn't have to be all of it, just a small portion of the wealth. If we can endow that, that is going to strengthen our communities, not just today, but even more so as the years go by and that those funds continue to grow and disperse grants.
And so, you know, when you're going to make out your will and you're starting to think about this, think, well, of course we want to take care of our children. And of course, we may want to take care of our church or our favorite charity. But what if we just left 5%? And we don't know what that'll be. You know, we don't know what day we're going to pass away, so we don't know what 5% is. But what if we just left 5% to the Community Foundation, to a charitable fund within the Community Foundation to support what we love? And your church may have an endowment. Mm-hmm. The Symphony has an endowment. Mm-hmm. The Quincy Community Theater has an endowment. So it may be something that you already love, and just 5% of your assets, if you dedicate that through a will to that group, it keeps the money here in perpetuity. This is very critically important, and this is one of the reasons why, and again, I hate to talk so personally all the time, but I just want people to know I'm a normal, average person. Catherine can tell you that. I'm a procrastinator, too. She can also tell you that. But I started thinking about it. Okay, my parents, you know, they left my brother and I money when they passed away. Well, my brother lives in Dallas, Texas, and he spends that money any way he wants to. I mean, that's his prerogative. My parents want him to be happy. But when he dies, he has no children. That money, which really was inherited from my mom and dad, he understands. I want that to come back to the Community Foundation. That's why, just for example, in our wills, because we don't have children, in our wills, it just says, you know, after my bills are paid and after I take care of a few little A, B, C, the remainder goes to the Community Foundation. Because again, this is money that was by and large earned in Adams County. I'm still living in Adams County. My brother has moved away to Dallas, Texas, and we have given from the fund to some charities in Dallas, Texas. We're not prohibited from doing that. But the vast majority of the money stays here, and it's really important. Because I want to honor my parents who my mother, you know, grew up here. My dad didn't grow up here, but my mother grew up here. You know, I think about that sometimes. We could also give money to a Pike County, Missouri charity, mm-hmm. you know, that was something that my father would have, you know, had been part of when he was in high school or something like that. Nothing prohibits us from giving money to whatever we want, wherever we want. But the Community Foundation allows us to have that in perpetuity.
That's right.
It's so great.
It's all about rooting that wealth and growing more wealth and building the resources that our communities and our nonprofits need to thrive. And if you're hearing this and thinking, well, you know, I give to this, I don't know, I'd have a hard time thinking of one to make, you know, a single impact on. I'd also like to suggest each of our four counties in Illinois, Adams, Brown, Hancock, and Pike, have an endowment that benefits the entire community. You can give to one of these county endowment funds and know that those funds are going to stay in that county for whatever the most pressing need and opportunity is that year. So, there could be a period of time where food security is a really important issue to address, and those funds can go to that. Maybe in the future, there's a large community project to build a fantastic new fair building. Those monies could go to that. And so this is a way to invest in the entire county through our county endowment funds and know that there's this flexible source of funding.
Yeah, it's so important. And, today, the Bicentennial Commission is announcing a major construction project at the Adams County Fairgrounds that will be there for decades to come, this Legacy Pavilion. And one of the things that, we don't want to get too much off topic because we do want to concentrate on Illinois Gives, but for example, when you give to the Bicentennial Committee, you know, at the end of 25, at the end of 26, when all the bills are paid and everything is done, hopefully there'll be some money left over. And that money goes back into the Community Foundation and stays right here so that, you know, if they overestimated how much it was going to cost to have a concert or if they overestimated how much it was going to cost to build something and they end up having $10,000 or $100,000 left over, that money doesn't just disappear into the, you know, atmosphere. It stays here. It continues to work here. Everybody who contributed with that idea in mind, their wishes are still respected, that this was for our local celebration, the celebration of our local community. That is the key. And when you mentioned the county funds, it's so true, because Dave Ramsey often talks. He said you have to be a really wise investor to buy individual stock. I mean, if you bought Apple when it came out, you're a billionaire. But a lot of us can't do that. So we buy an index fund or a stock fund. Well, when it comes time to disperse at the end of our lives, or if we're going to make a charitable gift and we're not quite sure, you know, which is the best thing to do, put it in one of those index funds.
With
the community foundation. That's kind of a good way to think about
that
it
is,
because
yes.
50 years from now, I can't tell you what the needs are going to be in our community. And they may not, I may not be even able to fathom what the needs mm-hmm. are going to be, but the money will still be there. And somebody, after I'm dead, will be deciding what's best for our community. And those are all trusted partners in our community.
That's
so
right.
You don't have to worry about this being some weirdo thing.
No, it's the Community Foundation's job to ensure that donor intent is met, not just today, but in the future. And so these funds are guaranteeing that there will be resources for the cause you choose, no matter how broad or specific it is, forever. And we take that job very seriously.
Okay. Before we let you go, because it is a very complex issue, but there's a new law, just went into effect. It's going to be in effect for 5 years only. It is called Illinois Gives. If charity is your goal in 2025 and beyond, here's a way to give and save on your taxes through the Illinois Gives tax credit. Gifts to eligible endowments qualify for 25% state of Illinois income tax credit. And now to explain this incredibly complex issue in 30 seconds is Catherine Mackus.
That's right. So the one thing I want to leave listeners with is that you have to apply for the credit the right way. Okay, so first step, you need to establish an account at mytaxillinois.gov. And once you have that, you have this portal you can go on to and apply to make this gift through that portal. And I'm just going to tell you, call the Community Foundation, visit our website, get in touch with us, and we will walk you through the process and make sure the fund that you want to give to is eligible. And we'll hold your hand every step of the way to make sure you do all the steps right, because nothing's as simple as it could be, of course. So check out our website, mycommunityfoundation.org. We've got a page on that all about Illinois Gives. It's got instructions. It's got a list of funds and all sorts of good stuff. But just give us a call, 217-222-1237, to discuss how you can take advantage of this and talk about what your goals might be. And we can help play matchmaker on a fund for you.
Oh, that's the fun part,
yeah.
Is playing matchmaker. And I know that like every year, you know, you have a group of people or organizations that apply, and then people in our community get to do that matchmaking and say, well, they need $1,000, we can only give them $750, but what a great benefit that is. Or they need $1,000, and this year we can give them the whole $1,000, because they really, there is nobody in the Community Foundation that is not a good cause. It's not like, oh, only 90% of those are really worthwhile. 100% of them are worthwhile. You just have to find the one that meet you.
That's right.
Yeah, because like, you know, I just know what my parents would support and what they wouldn't support, at least in their old past life. So yeah, there may be a list of 200 things we could give money to, but my brother and I have, you know, whittled it down to like 10 and then whittled it down to 2. So you have that, you know, you can do that in a sense when you give to the Community Foundation. Again, you can't do a donor directed fund with this, but you can say, hey, I already like Arts Quincy. I already like the Quincy Community Theater. I already like such and such. I want my money to go there, and it will go there.
That's right.
Okay, Catherine's going to walk you through it, folks, and believe me, it's really simple once she does it. And that's what the Community Foundation does. You help make it easy for people to give. And again, whether you give, what's the minimum amount you could give for Illinois Gives? What's the minimum gift you could give?
There is no minimum. So I've been kind of monitoring the board, so to speak, on the back end of gifts that have come in for the entire state. And I've seen a gift of $500 come in for another community foundation. And I've seen a gift of $100,000 come in for another community foundation. And so they really are running the gamut. And it's, again, it's up to what's meaningful and going to be impactful for the donor.
Okay. Don't let the thought that you have to be wealthy to do this or anything like that. We're going to take, I think, one more break because I want to make a clear break between what we're talking about now and then something else. And so we'll take a break, get Illinois Gives in your mind, and then when we come back, put on another thinking cap and I'll pull up another subject and we'll be right back right after this.